this.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, the day after the Super Bowl, and can take your thoughts on the Super Bowl if you'd like. Certainly, the game was lackluster unless you're an Eagles fan. Certainly, the commercials were lackluster unless you're a Matthew McConaughey fan because he was everywhere. I thought that it was a disappointing batch of commercials. A few made me laugh, but mostly they were kind of lame for something people paid $8 million for. Also, I don't know if you missed it, but did you notice who was in the Dunkin's commercial? I'm sure you saw Bill Belichick in the commercial, but did you see who was standing next to him? That was his 24-year-old girlfriend that was in the commercial with him. So maybe she's, you know, I won't make any judgments. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You were on WBSM.
Good morning. You had a good weekend, huh?
I was sick all weekend, but.
Oh, yeah? From what?
No idea. I think it was something that I ate. I reheated a burger Saturday in the microwave, and I ate that, and then like maybe 2 hours later, I was vomiting. So I think it might have been that.
Vomiting? That's drastic.
Yeah, and I never throw up. So it's been years since I've done it.
I'm hearing things on the news all over the place, left and right now. Yesterday, with millions of recalls of donuts and pastries and listeria contamination, what's going on with our food now? The bird flu. Now there's a new bird flu that's infected the cows. I'm not going to be able to eat anything any minute now. I'll be starving to death.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why this is getting out of control, but I think, you know, the good side of it is we've only got a couple of months left of the season. And then once the flu season has passed for the avian flu, hopefully, you know, you'll have some more.
Nice, but that doesn't do anything for stuff that's contaminated with listeria and all that.
Right, that's cutting corners, I think.
Well, and now they discovered this thing that's going on too in the hospitals where people are going to the hospital and they're sick and then they do the blood work and this and that and extra. And now what they're finding in so many people now are infections of inflammation in the brain that's caused by microplastics that are getting in our food. And you can perk up your ears on this one. It's found in a lot of fish. And I was getting ready to buy that monkfish. But then I saw this and I went searching for more news. And they're all saying the same thing. It'll inflame your brain, people. And we never knew about it until some doctor caught on to it. And then they started checking more blood work, more x-rays. And it's microplastics that are in the sea, and fish are eating it, and we're all getting sick. We're getting sick from everything. Now, I'm glad I don't fool around with pastries and donuts. I mean, it's been many years, but they'll be infecting the chocolate any minute now, which I've cut way down. I'm so under control with it right now. I'm doing very well without the chocolate, but I don't know. I'm using different things to try to stay away from the real super bad stuff. But maybe you ate something You ate something while you were watching the game, or just not just eating it?
No, I didn't really eat anything during the game. I didn't really eat much all weekend after I got sick, but that was Saturday morning that I ate that. I ate the burger. You know, I made the burgers probably on Tuesday, so maybe it was just a little bit too old to have reheated and eaten, and maybe I shouldn't have done it in the microwave.
A burger from ground beef you bought and cooked yourself, or already made burgers in the freezers in the store?
No, ground beef.
Regular ground beef. Well, I bought a lot of meat since the market baskets opened. I buy there and a few other places, but mainly there. And I never bought and brought home ground beef or chicken that was ever bad in any way. But the last, like a week ago, over a week ago, I had opened up like a large, like a 2-pound package of the ground beef. And it looked nice on the outside, but as soon as I opened it up, it was all black on the inside. And I mean, once in a while you might see a little darkness, but not like this. It was black. And I said, oh my gosh, I don't have the slip now. I don't save all my slips. So that was already a few. I have it in the freezer mostly. I freeze everything. So I said, this has been frozen now for over a week. And where the hell's the slip now? So I couldn't go back. Then I had a package of chicken wings, because I love my chicken wings made in my air fryer. And I opened that up, and as soon as I separated the wings, the parts of the wing that had been hidden under other wings that you couldn't see right away, they were black or dark red, like dried blood. From how old were they? I mean, you look at the dates on the packages, and they're fooling you with the date, too, now. So I had to get rid of a giant package of wings, an over 2-pound package of ground beef, and it wasn't cheap. So what is going on with our food? I've been complaining about food. You know me. Every day it's something with food. But now it's really bothering me that I have to go there with a freaking microscope to see the labels and check every single thing, the date and all.
Well, I think
Market Basket's been my favorite store, and I don't know what's going on.
I think personally, from now on, I'm only going to get meat at the butcher shop. I'm not going to, give in to the temptation to grab it in the supermarket anymore.
Yeah, I know, but when you go to a butcher, would I be able to get an animal that was basically pretty much butchered right that day? I mean, where are they getting their stuff from? I don't know.
I mean,
if I wanted to eat the liver and I wanted to eat it raw, I want to make sure I'm getting it from an animal that was just dead, you know?
Yeah, you might want to stop by and ask Eric or Joe about that. They would be able to give you more of that information. They could probably tell you its name. That's how much they would know.
Oh, yeah. Well, about the pork chops? They know the pig personally or what?
They might. They called Celebrity Pork Chops for a reason, because those pigs are famous.
Yeah, but famous don't mean they're fresh.
I don't know. I don't know how long it goes. I can tell you everything I've ever gotten there has been fantastic, though.
Yeah. I mean, and things, everything that, watering everything. When I have a cup of coffee now, I've noticed the change. Like, as soon as I finish my cup of coffee, I immediately feel like I just got to go have another one. I didn't get that hit. Same thing with people that smoke cigarettes. They get to smoke 3 or 4 cigarettes to get that same hit they used to get from one cigarette. So they're making it so that people are not satisfied and have to buy more to get their usual satisfaction. And I'm upset about that.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you there, but hopefully, you can get some good meat over at the butcher shop, and they can tell you, when it was when it was butchered.
Well, I have to look at the prices, too. They don't have flyers or anything, huh?
No, because things fluctuate on a day-to-day basis. But I'll tell you this, everything I've purchased there has been the same price or maybe even a little cheaper than the supermarket.
Yeah.
And better quality.
Well, thank you. Okay, have a good day.
You as well. And if you want to check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning. Come on. There you go. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. This isn't really what I'm going to talk about, but the last caller was talking about getting sick through meat and stuff like that, right? Who's in charge of the medical stuff now? RFK Jr., right?
Well, not yet.
Wow. I'm not going to go into it, but just be careful what you eat. Okay, I heard something about the gender thing where males and females are facing each other. I agree they shouldn't be facing each other. I'm seeing a lot of that online, too, where they're showing people like doing backyard fights for like pocket money and stuff like that. And they're comical. They're showing people. I'm not saying they're funny. They're doing it to be comical. They're showing guys beating on women, or once in a while a woman beats on a dude or something, but usually it's a guy knocking out a woman. I don't even know why, how they allow this stuff to be on the internet.
I mean, that stuff's been around for as long as there's been videos on the internet, and unfortunately, you know, some of it's real. A lot of it's kind of just fake,
Women are really, really getting whacked, and these guys are really getting whacked for these women. But
I mean, they used to do it. They used to have a whole website called Bum Fights, where they would pay homeless people to fight each other.
I remember that. Yeah, that was pitiful too. But
that's how. What was his name? Slice. I can't think of his first name. Kimbo Slice. That's how he got started.
Yeah. I believe Kimbo Slice is deceased, right?
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But, yeah, they're showing, like, backyard fights and MMA, different styles. But, yeah, once in a while you get a male versus a female, and the female's, like, 125 pounds, and the male's 220, and he's just throwing her around in there. That's just, like, they shouldn't even allow that.
I mean, they're not allowed to begin with. They're not. It's not legal to have a fight with somebody like that if it's unsanctioned. You have to. There's rules that are involved with having boxing matches and things like that, and you can't just skirt those rules by putting them on yourself. So yeah, no, that's assault. Even if the person agreed to doing it, it's still assault.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Hold on. Wait a second there. Give me a second. What's going on here? All right, now I got you back.
All right. Well, and as far as the transgenders and guys playing on a female's team or whatever, I don't agree with that either, but I know there's some people don't have a problem with that, but frankly, I don't agree with that either.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, thanks. I was listening to Mary, and, you know, it's funny because she brings up things, and, you know, a lot of us are paying attention and maybe going through the same stuff. You know, that thing with the whole meat issue. I've had a couple of issues myself. Buying packaged meat. But, you know, I have to say I've bought a lot of meats at Market Basket, and I have had some issues, but I also like the meats at Trushy's because, I don't know where they get their meat from, but I think they somehow handle their butchering of meat better or whatever they do over there at Trushy's. I don't know. Their meats always look a lot healthier and cleaner than Market Basket. I mean, Market Basket has good meats, but, you know, when I was younger, and I actually, you know, I probably shouldn't even say this over the radio, but I do this once in a great while when I want to buy a package of meat and, you know, and it's not cheap. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm getting what I pay for. My mom, she used to sometimes, like, especially if it was, like, expensive steaks, she would, like, poke her finger, if she could, in the plastic and just lift it back a little bit and smell the package to see if, you know, if something smelled foul or not. Because sometimes, again, you're looking at the package and you can't tell. But the minute you, like, open it up a little bit, yeah, you'll get that whiff that something's just not right. And, you know, she would do that. And if it smelled good, well, whatever, she would buy it. But there were, you know, a few times that, yeah, she'd be like, oh, no, like, this, something's wrong with this meat. This, you know, and instead of paying, and nowadays everything's so expensive, paying money, bringing it home, you open it up to go cook it, and now you're like, okay, well, what am I going to do with this now? Because, again, you can't afford to throw anything out. And sometimes you just don't have the time, you know, to bring it back. So Talking about fish, one day this week, which I'm not even going to mention the place, but, you know, I drove by this place that I live near, and they're pretty well famous for their seafood, like their fish and chips. And I couldn't even believe what I was seeing, really. I know a lot of the fish comes from near the waterfront. A lot of restaurants probably have like the suppliers bring fish or whatever. Mm-hmm. But from what I could see, this was not from a supplier. This was literally some guy who had gone fishing, I don't know where, and he came with like this white, one or two white big buckets. And I'm assuming it was fish that was in it because it was a Friday morning, and this place is known for their fish and chips. And I mean, number one, this guy looked filled like dirty as hell. And I'm seeing this guy take these two buckets out of the back of his car or his Jeep and bringing it in the back door of this restaurant. And I'm thinking to myself, like, where did that fish come from? Like, what ocean? Where did he go fishing for that? And, you know, and this is the sad part about our food supply nowadays. You know, you go out to eat. You know, it's bad enough you're buying groceries and you can see more or less what you're buying with the meat and the fish. But when you go out to eat, you don't even, when they bring that on your plate, you don't even know where that came from. And, and it's kind of sad if restaurants are doing that when they're, you know, charging already higher prices of plates because of the way things are going. I'm hoping that these restaurants are really not doing stuff like that. But anyway, I just called to vent about the whole food situation, because I'm like with Mary, you know, you get to a point, you don't even know already what you can eat and what you can't eat, what's safe, what's going to make you sick. And when I say make you sick, I mean, you know, you're not going to end up in the bathroom the next day, you know, right, with issues. Anyway, you have a good day.
You as well. Right. Take care. And that was, I mean, when I worked in the diner that I worked at, and I don't know that they still do this today. I would doubt it. This was something that the owner, who passed away, you know, over a decade ago, used to do. So I wouldn't judge them now on it. I'm sure now they don't do this, but he had a guy that would show up every Friday right from the docks in New Bedford, and he would have a bunch of cod. He would sell us a buck a pound. And what it was all like kind of the miscut pieces. So it was things that, you know, didn't look as good when they would lay it out in the fish market. And he would sell that to us. And then we would do an all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday for $6.99. This is, I'm probably talking like 2008, 2009, that time period. And then, you know, we eventually had to raise the price. I think it got to the point where it was like $9.99. But it was an all-you-can-eat fish fry on Friday nights. And then he would get us other seafood. So we would have like a seafood bonanza where you could get it all cheap. And people would come in and, you know, nobody ever really questioned why it was so cheap. Nobody ever questioned, like, why can I get a seafood platter for $15? Like, what's going on here? Now, I think a lot of people knew that we did the fish fries at Point Independence Yacht Club. You know, we were the ones that catered those every Friday night. So, yeah, you would come in on a Saturday and expect that there would be all kinds of cheap seafood deals because it was the stuff that was left over. And we would, you know, put it on special. Clam rolls, scallop plate, you know, things like that. But to have the all-you-can-eat fish fry, I think that made a lot of people happy, and they just didn't want to question where it was coming from. And, you know, same thing like she's describing. This guy was coming right from the dock, so he was, you know, grody. But the fish was always great. You know, I ate it every week, never got sick, never had a problem. Tasted fine. Now, the difference is, you know, you might not get one big piece of fish. You might get two smaller pieces of fish. But it was still, you know, it was perfectly fine. And I guess this was, you know, the kind of the stuff that he would have sold maybe for chowder or whatever, but we would get it at a buck a pound and be able to make a significant amount of money off of it. And by the way, all you can eat fish and chips, most people aren't going to have more than three pieces of fish. So you are still, you're still making out pretty well on it at a buck a pound. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back. And we're going to be going into the newsroom with Phil right now. We come back on the other side, more with you. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails, both open on the WBSM app. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt.
Trump widens his attack on wasteful spending. Not the vacation Royal Caribbean cruisers were hoping for. And what was in your cup last night?
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump is expanding his wasteful spending probes to include the Department of Education and the military. In a pre-Super Bowl interview with Fox News, Trump said he's directing Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency to expand its probe of fraud, waste, and abuse in the federal government.
Well, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of money that's going to places where it shouldn't be going, where if I read a list, you'd say this is ridiculous, and you've read the same lists, and there are many that you haven't even seen. It's crazy.
Trump said the funding freeze for the USA Agency for International Development is only the beginning, and he expects to find hundreds of billions of dollars in wasteful military spending as well. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will visit the Middle East next week. The State Department says Rubio will make his first trip to Israel and the Arab states and will also travel to the Munich Security Conference in Germany. His trip comes after President Trump unveiled his plan to have the U.S. take control of the Gaza Strip and relocate Palestinians to neighboring countries. The plan was quickly condemned by Arab countries and human rights groups. California Senator Adam Schiff calling for firefighters to be exempt from the ongoing federal hiring freeze. President Trump's executive order halted onboarding for thousands of firefighters, and Schiff says it could contribute to staffing issues ahead of the next fire season. Schiff wrote a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the U.S. Forest Service, imploring them to exempt federal firefighters. This comes after last month's wildfires in California killed at least 29 people, with U.S. Forest Service firefighters credited for saving multiple neighborhoods. A Royal Caribbean cruise ship has docked in Florida with more than 90 sick passengers on board. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Saturday most of the symptoms on the ship docked in Tampa were vomiting and diarrhea and lasted 24 hours. Officials have ruled out the norovirus. The CDC still investigating. Football fans may have noticed the end zones looked a bit different. Last night during the Super Bowl, the NFL said it removed the words "end racism" from the end zones at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans before the big game. Instead, the field featured the phrase "choose love." The game last night was the first Super Bowl since February of 2021 where "end racism" was not used in the end zone. An NFL spokesperson said the phrase is the most fitting following the recent tragedies the country has encountered. And did you drink anything last night? The top drink for Americans on Super Bowl Sunday is traditionally beer, but this year, more Americans apparently chose an alternative. Non-alcoholic beverage sales in the U.S. surged 26% in the past year, topping $800 million. Traditional alcohol sales fell for the first time in 3 years by less than 1%. Most popular alternative for alcohol is non-alcoholic beer, making 84% of total sales in the non-alcoholic beverage category. Research firm Bernstein found that Bud Zero, Athletic Brewing, and Heineken 0.0 are the top three non-alcoholic beverage brands.
WBSM Sports.
How about that Super Bowl? Philadelphia Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs last night, 40-22, final score. Boston Celtics in Miami to play the Heat at 7:30 tonight. Bruins back on the 22nd when they play the Anaheim Ducks.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy and a high near 32 degrees for your Monday here on the South Coast. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow again, especially here along the coastline, a high of 33. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, high near 35. And on Thursday, a wintry mix likely with a high around 37 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And if you are waking up this morning and getting the kids ready for school, you're probably thankful that the snow came early enough yesterday that they got everything cleared out. And all the bus drivers were able to get out and get their buses going this morning. And if you're somebody who's looking to make some extra money, whether you're a stay-at-home parent or a retiree, or maybe you just got to figure out how to make your schedule work around the kids' school schedule, Tremblay Bus Company is looking to hire bus drivers, van drivers, and monitors. So if any of those interest you, and don't worry if you don't have a CDL, they're going to train you if you're willing to learn. But if any of those jobs interest you, all you have to do is go to tbcbus.com to find out more. TBC, Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com to find out more. And you could be earning extra money for yourself while also helping kids get to school. Great job for retirees, stay-at-home parents, people who are worried about, gee, what's going to happen with Social Security now? Well, why not put a little bit more money in the bank by being a bus driver, van driver, or monitor for Tremblay Bus Company? Again, tbcbus.com to find out more or to apply. And I don't know how many of you might have hit the jackpot on Super Bowl bets last night. DSY did not. He said, worst Super Bowl ever. All my bets were for the Chiefs. Then I found out that Trump picked them and I knew I was screwed. So I think the Chiefs were more screwed because they couldn't keep Patrick Mahomes on his feet. But I think that was a game where if you were a Phillies fan or just tired of the Chiefs, it was everything that you wanted in a game. And it'll be interesting to see just who is back there next year, because either one of those teams could be returning to the Super Bowl, if not a rematch of both teams. Probably won't be the Jets in the Super Bowl, though. I don't know if you heard the news yesterday, but it looks like the Jets are getting ready to cut ties with Aaron Rodgers. He actually flew to New York to meet with Jets ownership and leadership, and according to, I think it was an Adam Schefter report that I saw, might have been Ian Rappaport. I forget who it was. But they said, that's when he found out that he's not in their plans. So, be interesting to see if he lands another job or if he just calls it quits. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm so tired. I stayed up for the whole thing. I loved it. I won, but I didn't bet any money. I should have. I went for the Eagles. I just had to. I just felt like it was their turn. And it was his birthday, which made it even better for me. I was like, oh, this is so exciting. Get the win on his birthday. And I loved the game. But yeah, the halftime, I liked the red, white, and blue theme. I thought that was really nice. And I thought maybe Trump was going to get up there because we saw him get seated, but no special. I wanted more from the halftime show, but the commercials, you didn't like them, huh?
I just felt like there wasn't anything that was like hugely memorable.
Yeah. That, but that, yeah, that Dunkin' commercial, that was funny. I didn't realize that was his girlfriend.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, yeah, no, I thought the commercials were pretty funny. Yeah. I'm sorry you got sick.
I did, yeah. I wonder if when Bill Belichick was filming that commercial, if he was worried about, you know, Ben Affleck maybe stealing his girlfriend away now that he's single.
Well, the media's been trying to hint around that he's back with his first Jennifer, his wife.
Garner?
Oh, she's beautiful. What a natural beauty that one is, huh? And she's got the shape and everything. Yeah, she's a 10 to me. Very rarely do you see a 10.
I remember when he first started dating Jennifer Lopez, and they used to come to Wareham together, and it would be like all like people would be buzzing like, oh, Ben and J-Lo are here. Ben and J-Lo are here, because his grandmother was in the nursing home. And so he used to go to visit, and he brought Jennifer Lopez there to see her. And then they would end up coming back every once in a while. So it became kind of a game to see if they were in town.
Well, damn, I never knew that. I wonder why I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he has family members that live in Wareham, so they put the grandmother in a nursing home. I believe it was the one at the top of mine at Forest Road, Forest View.
Is it that actress Olivia, can't see her last name. I knew I would stump on that. That's as I was thinking her name, I was telling myself no, because I won't. Spectavia, is that her last name?
I don't know. I don't know who
she
you
was
mean.
In The Numbers, the movie The Numbers.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of it. Octavia. Yeah.
Yeah. See, it's a tough one, right? I think she's from Wareham.
No, she's from Rhode Island.
Oh, she's from Rhode Island.
Gina Davis. Gina Davis is from Wareham.
Right. Right. That's right. Because I know I was reading an article from your app. And they were saying who's nearby us. So I just wanted to say about the infection in the brain. My girlfriend and her boyfriend, they were both really sick, but she was getting progressively worse. So after a week, he her breathing was bad. So he said, that's it. I'm calling the ambulance. Thank God he did. And he made her go. Thank God. Because when she got into the hospital, so it was pneumonia. But while she was there, they called him at work and said, is she allergic to something? Because she's not speaking, she's not making any sense. They were wondering, does she have an allergy that they're not aware of? And he was saying no. And then they said, well, maybe it's a stroke. So they, you know, were preparing him. So after work, when he went there, he said he walked in the room and she sat up. And he said he didn't even recognize her face. He said that her words, she wasn't making any kind of words, but it wasn't a stroke after more tests. What it was is she ended up getting an infection in her brain. In her brain. She just got out of the hospital last week. She was in there for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then Mary says that there's an infection in the brain from the fish. I don't know how much fish they eat. I know that's probably like too expensive for them, basically. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just everything's so expensive. But I know they go to the food pantry a lot. And that's why I say I don't know if it's from fish. Their budget is very tight. And I haven't been eating fish anyways for a while now, since the summer. But I do love fish, though.
No, I think it's mostly safe to eat. I think this needs to be...
The plastics is in everything anyways, really. The chemicals, the PFOs, I think it's called.
Yeah, I mean, eventually we'll all have the equivalency of a plastic bag floating around inside of us.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Some of us sooner than others, because, you know, we eat plastic bags, but that's a me problem.
That, apparently. Oh, my stars. I eat too much. So, I had a really nice meal. I made ziti and a sausage, meatballs. I made sausage meatballs. They were so good. And my neighbor came over. I give him the food and he takes it home because he's around a lot of people. And I'm so afraid he's going to get me sick. So I just give him the food. He takes it home. So sometimes it's fun to cook for somebody, like yesterday. And I made brownies, walnut brownies. I did good. I cleaned up the kitchen and everything. I just got a couple of dishes I got to go and do. But I enjoyed the game because I won. And it was so exciting. He went to bed early. He didn't, because I was talking too much smack, texting him. But that's all. I just wanted to. Oh, and I got on Friday. I Saturday morning rather the storm. Wow. So I have to say, my Mr. Chiquette, my street got plowed at 5:30 in the morning because I had to go over to see this elderly lady. She was going to take her dog out to go do its duty. And I said, no, you can't. And I usually do her grocery list for her. So I had to go there early in the morning because I said, oh, my God, she's going to fall. So I got there, but only because my street got done first for the first time because it's a dead end. It's like I always feel like they forget about us, like we're not important. And by 6:30 in the morning, it was plowed. And I had texted Leo, and it got plowed. So I have to say, hooray. I was so happy. I got over there and got back home by 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was my weekend. I'm rambling today.
All right, well, I got to take a break anyway, so I'll hold you there. But you have a great day.
Okay.
Don't forget to do those dishes. All right. We got to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, more with you, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We will be right back.
Again, miracles will happen as we dream.
I guess one of the most memorable commercials last night was Seal as a Seal for Mountain Dew. It was certainly one of the weirdest. It got ranked a C by Yahoo Sports in their roundup of some of the top commercials. They gave A's to the Bill Murray Yahoo commercial. Obviously, they're biased. They gave an A to the Dunkin's. They gave an A to Homes.com's What's Legal, the one that had Morgan Freeman in it. The Instacart ad with all of the different mascots. And the Hellman's When Sally Met Hellman's ad. The Pringles Call of the Mustaches. Nike's So Win, the one that featured Caitlin Clark and Sha'Carri Richardson and all the other female athletes. The Cul-de-sac Party for Bud Light. The alien leaving with the Tostino's pizza rolls where he got closed up in the door. That was very Tim Robinson, that whole commercial. The Dash Pass Math with Nate Bargatze. That was pretty good. They gave a B to Pfizer's Don't Call It a Comeback, the little kid boxer that was fighting cancer. Little Caesar's Eyebrows Raised with Eugene Levy's eyebrows. The Orlando Bloom Drew Barrymore for the cruise line. The Doritos alien abduction one. A lot of aliens in this year's Super Bowl ads. And is that you conspiracy theorists out there? Are you going to start saying that's because the aliens are going to come down soon and they're trying to soften us up for it? They're going to disclose that there's aliens there. The Ultra Hustlers from Michelob Ultra with Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara playing pickleball. Take everybody's Michelob Ultras. Squarespace, A Tale as Old of Its Websites with Barry Keoghan. Coors Light, Case of the Mondays with the Sloths. Issa Rae's commercial for TurboTax. The Uber Eats Conspiracy one with Matthew McConaughey. These are just some of the ones that they gave a B to. And then... you get back into some of the C's. You get the T-Mobile Starlink one, the Circle one with Adam Devine. They gave Liquid Death Drinking on the Job a C. And I like that one. I'm not a fan of Liquid Death. I think it's kind of gross. Tastes like water in a can. But I thought it was kind of funny how they're, you know, they get everybody drinking on the job, but it's only water. Or iced tea now, I guess. Just trying to see some of these commercials I don't even remember. They gave the WeatherTech Born to be Wild a D with the elderly women. They gave the Coffee Mate one with the tongues. They gave that a D. They gave an F to the Gordon Ramsay alien commercial for the hex-clad cookware. So just taking a look at you know, some of their listings. I don't know how much you agree with it, but not a lot of memorable stuff there. Not a lot of stuff that I'm saying, like, can't wait to watch that again. Or did you see that cameo? And they paid $8 million for some of those ads. Just to air them. Not even counting how much it cost to actually create them. But it is one of the only guaranteed times that people are going to watch commercials anymore. Because now we've got the ability to DVR and fast forward and all of that. Watch stuff on demand later. So it's one of the few times you can guarantee people are going to see your commercial. So is that worth $8 million? I thought that one of the ingenious ones was the older women that were golfing. And they're like, who are you texting? She's like, my new boyfriend. And he sent her a tick pic. And it's a new website to get tickets. And she's like, oh, look here. I got sent a tick pic. Want to see? I thought that was pretty funny. I don't think that made their list either, Yahoo's list. But anyway, it wasn't a great game, unless you're an Eagles fan, and it wasn't a great night of commercials. I guess unless you're a Matthew McConaughey fan, because he was all over the place. The David Beckham, Matt Damon one was kind of funny. Anyway, I got to take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo, and he'll be taking your calls, 508-996-0500. And also tonight, a college professor, Schools Brian, on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Freedom Fools, tonight at 6 on WBSM. So make sure you stay tuned for that later on this